Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
All right, what's up, everybody, and welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. It's a pleasure, just an absolute pleasure to be here with you this afternoon, this evening, ladies and gentlemen. And it's still light outside. Look at that. This is the first Ron Kelly Show in a long time where it was still light outside. All right, welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. I know you're having a hard time seeing me. I'm still trying to get this lighting thing together, and I'm still having so many problems. But anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for joining me this afternoon. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. You can check me out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Ron Kelly Show. On Twitter, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's R. Kelly Radio, I should say, R. Kelly Radio Show. And on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly One. All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining me this evening. This afternoon, glad to have you here. There's so much going on in the world today, you know, just terrible. You know, life is so precious. You know what I'm saying? Life is so precious these days. I mean, you know, you're here one minute and you're gone the next, and you see what's going on in the world. Today. You see, because you look at Florida, for example. You know, peace be upon all the folks down there in Florida who were, for the bridge just fell down on the people. The bridge just fell. You know, and who would expect a bridge, who was expecting a bridge to fall? But the bridge just fell. You know, it just fell. Boom. And I'm not sure what the count is so far, but they said that there are definitely some fatalities there, you know, where the bridge just fell, boom. So crazy, you know. So life today is so fleeting, you know. We're only here for a second, you know. We're only here for a second. And how will you, when it's time for you to step up to the plate, because we all will one day. We all are going to step up to the plate one day, and God is going to ask us, what did you do? Thank you, brother. Brother Albert, better known as DJ Tiny. DJ Tiny, last night, 8 to 10 p.m., DL Wild Music Radio. It's the DJ Tiny Show. All you house heads out there, I'll divert to that for a second. All you house heads, thank you, my brother. DJ Tiny is my remote engineer for the Ron Kelly Show, DJ Tiny, Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m., I believe it is, on DL Wild Music Radio. Check him out. Check him out. Just enough to get your Wednesday started. All right, so life is so fleeting. You hear about people dying every day, you know. You hear about people dying every day, just dying. Car accidents, and, you know, as I spoke earlier about the bridge at Florida International University, where they just picked the bridge up yesterday. 950-ton bridge fell on folks just going on their way, minding their own business, and the bridge falls down on these folks. Now, again, we don't know how many people have died so far, but these folks were just traveling, just minding their own business. Left the house this morning, had no idea they would never return. So life is so precious. So I don't understand how folks, you know, antagonize each other, and, you know, use Facebook, for example, to attack each other, and, and all of this pettiness and stuff that's going on. You know, when you should be enjoying your life. You should be enjoying life. And it's sad. It's so sad when folks take time out to antagonize other folks, take time out to face crook. When people face crook each other. That's what I call it, face crook. When you use the social media to try to attack somebody else, you're face crooking. You're a crook. And so life is so fleeting. Life is so precious. We're only here for a second. Our existence is only here for... So why not use the time that you're here? Why not use the time that you're in this life to do what's right? Why not take time because you're in life? Why not take time because you're still alive? Thank you, Jesus. You know, thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who woke me up this morning and allows me to go about my business and do what I need to do, provides a roof over my head, a car under my behind when I go to work, more than one. Thank you, Lord. And has and provided me with a place to live and a place to do this program from, the tools, the skills, the blessings, the gift of gab, and all the things I've been blessed with in order to do this program. So I'm thankful to God for what he's done for me. I just don't have time to be face-crooking people. That's going to be a new phrase, everybody, face-crook. You heard it from me, face-crook. I got my shirt on today, 49ers, because I support him. So, yeah, so life is so fleeting. Life is so fleeting. Life is so short. So why? Why are we wasting time? Why are we wasting time with pettiness when we could be doing something with our life? Because what do you want your life to someone asked me one time, what do you want your legacy to be? No. What do you want your legacy to be? What do you want people to say about you when you're dead? At first I said, well, I really don't care because I'll be dead. He said, no. What do you want your life to be? What do you want your legacy to be? And I want people to say I was a halfway decent guy, you know. I want people to say I at least tried to do the right thing. So you look around you, and again, the bridge just falls down on these poor folks. Not, almost 1,000 tons, you know, if the bridge hit them square, they're not going to live. And they say there's definite fatalities underneath this bridge. So life is so fleeting. So why not try to do something responsible with your life instead of trying to attack others, face crooking? You know, Terrence Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S, Terrence Briggs, 27 years old, is alleged to have shot his one-year-old daughter, Lele, and is alleged to have killed 57-year-old Lawyer Drain and his son, Lawyer Drain Jr., and his son, Lawyer Drain III, and then killing himself. These people were in their own homes, and they had no idea that they were going to be killed in their own homes. 57-year-old Lawyer Drain, his son, Lawyer Drain III, and the stepson, Terrence Briggs, is alleged, 27 years old, is alleged to have killed everybody, including his own one-year-old daughter, Lele Briggs. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. See, you're not even safe in your own home. I mean, you think that you're behind your door? You think that makes you safe? Or maybe because you have a dog that makes you safe? No, you're not safe because somebody can shoot your dog. So life is fleeting. So why waste time trying to antagonize people through face crooking, as I like to call it? Anyway, thank you, everybody. Welcome to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. So glad you're here. Thank you for listening to my rant. And I'm here every Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. And, you know, I look at the window, and it's still slightly daylight outside. It's still slightly daylight. Shout out to Sharon. And all the folks out there, Sharon Allen-Chambers, who's a childhood friend of mine back in the day. Everybody remembers my brother, but, you know, and me, you know. Everybody remembers my brother Anthony. Yeah, everybody remembers my brother. My brother was very popular back then. Now I'm the popular one. My brother's very popular back then. So everybody remembers my brother, and they remotely remember me. So shout out to all the folks from Jersey City, New Jersey, where yours truly was born and raised. Lincoln High School, the Lincoln Lions. Now remember, against the Snyder, and the Snyder was our rival school. The Snyder Tigers were our rival school back in the day. Lincoln High School, Crescent Avenue in Jersey City, still there after all these years. The principal was Edna St. Paul, was the principal, my principal at the time, at Lincoln High School in Jersey City, New Jersey. Now, I remember and there were no school shootings back then, you know, and I don't mean to make light of that. There were no school shootings back then. The worst thing that could happen is when Lincoln and Snyder had a football game, and whoever lost, it was going to be a riot. It didn't matter who lost. If the Snyder Tigers lost, they were going to riot. If the Lincoln Lions lost, they were going to riot. So no matter who lost, there was going to be a riot. And there wasn't many fights. You know, there weren't many fights. There were a lot of fights after school, but there wasn't a lot of killings back in the day. Nowadays, it's people running up into schools and blasting off. I wouldn't want to be a teenager today. No, thank you. I know folks say, well, I'd like to go back to 1984, whatever it was, and you were a teenager, and go back and be, no, not today, no. Being a teenager today is too complicated. It's too complicated. You have social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and you know all Instagram and all of this stuff. People are used to cyberbullying and all this type of stuff going on. So, no, I would not want to be a teenager again today. No, thank you. A little bit later on in the program, as a matter of fact, probably after the first break, we'll talk about step-parenting, and we'll talk more about Facebooking, whatever you want to call it. We'll talk more about that and how folks are using the step-parenting 101. You know, we're talking about the fragile state of life in America today, and we'll talk a little bit later on about step-parenting 101. I was a step-parent, so after the first break, I'm going to get into that. You know, so if you're alive today, if you made it home from work, if you were able to stick the key back in your door, be grateful, because a lot of people did not. Those people in that apartment, with Terrence Briggs, the 27-year-old man, is alleged to have killed his own daughter, along with his step-parent and step-brother, I believe it was, Lawyer Drain Jr. and Lawyer Drain III, all slain by this brother, allegedly. Because we don't really know what happened. They're still investigating. But that's the assessment so far, that Terrence Briggs killed his own daughter, one-year-old Lele, and his stepfather and his stepbrother murdered also, a total of three. And then it's alleged that he killed himself. So life is fleeting. Life really is fleeting. We're only here for a second. You know, shout out to my folks shout out to my people in the media ministry at Christ Church, where I'm a proud member of the media ministry. Cameraman number four. Proud to be a member of the media ministry of Christ Church in New Jersey. And if you're looking for a church home, you can stop in Trinity Place in Montclair, the East Campus, and the West Campus is located at 140 Green Pond Road in Rockaway, New Jersey, when I attend. So you'll see me in the middle of the floor handling things, as I love to do. Giving back to God. Okay, it's about 17 minutes past the beginning of the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Oh, I haven't been to shout out to my biker dudes who are chomping at the bit, just like I am, getting ready to take off. I got to go check my bike. I'll make sure it's in good shape. And you people, when you get out here this summer, you car drivers who are afraid to, you know, open your eyes, look up from that phone. That text is not that important, because if you hurt me, guess what? I'm going to sue you. Even if I know you, you're still going to get sued. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with more of this program. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. After this break, we'll come back and we'll talk about step-parenting And we'll talk about the email that I received from one of my listeners about what he was going through in regards to his baby mama issues. I'll talk about my own baby mama issues when we come back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly V. LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, 20 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to my Skypers. I don't mean scalpers. I mean Skypers who are listening to the Ron Kelly Show on Skype. And you guys are not going to hear folks on Facebook Live. We're not going to hear the commercials. And I guess you probably don't want to because everything is going through Skype today, along with the AMFM Broadcasting Network and various other venues that the Ron Kelly Show airs on. We finally got this sound problem taken care of. So thank you, everybody, for coming back and joining me. This evening at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. is the Ron Kelly Show. And on Wednesday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. is my homeboy DJ Tiny. Now, if you want to hear some good house, all you house people out there, you know, older people over 50, you know, all our house heads out there, you can check out, you can check out DJ Tiny. DJ Tiny, DIYmusicradio.com. It's every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. So check him out. All right, everybody, it's 21 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so I got an email from a listener. I'm not going to say where say his name or anything, where he lives. But the brother's in turmoil. The brother is in turmoil, in real turmoil. Because he has a child and he feels helpless. Because he's being attacked by the mother and the stepfather. Yeah. And, you know, and people, please stop texting me. I'm on the radio. Stop texting me unless it's about the radio show. And, you know, and it struck me, shout out to my affiliate WRCS AM 970 in Ahoskee, North Carolina. Shout out to them. It's your total gospel station. And stop texting me. My boy Albert, DJ Tiny, anytime, my brother, anytime. Mad love for you. And so, you know, and it struck me when his brother sent me this email, and he talked about how he's being persecuted by his mother, by his baby's mother and the stepfather. You know, I've been a step parent. You know, let me talk about this for a second. I've been a step parent. You know, step parenting is a noble thing to do. It's a noble thing to do, to be a step parent when the biological father has stepped off into the wild blue yonder, and this man comes in and handles his business with someone else's child. It's honorable. It's an honorable thing to do. You know, I've done it. I've been a stepfather. I married someone who had four children, and I've dated various women who have had kids, where I've assisted in those kids' upbringing. But I was married. And my ex-wife had four children. Two of them lived with us. Two of them were grown enough to be on their own. You know, so three of them liked me. One of them didn't. So three out of four wasn't bad. And, you know, and it's an honorable thing to be a stepfather. It's an honorable thing for because it's difficult for a man to come into a household with children and to provide for those children when they have a father who may not be stepping up to the plate. But you know, but I didn't have a good relationship with my father. And one thing my mother said she never talked bad about my father. You know, but some women, some of you women out there, and I don't mean to say you or anybody's listening to my radio program right now, but some women will denigrate the father because he didn't do what they wanted him to do, or maybe because he wouldn't marry them, or whatever the case may be, or he broke up with them, he didn't want to be with them, whatever the case may be. And hell really does have no fury like a woman scorned. You'd rather have anybody after you. You'd rather have the mob after you than to have a scorned woman after you. You'd rather, because a scorned woman will try to make you suffer. You know what I'm saying? She will try to make you suffer. So I was a stepfather. I was a stepparent. And I remember my stepson's father saying to me, he said, listen, man, thank you. He said, thank you. Thank you for raising my son. Thank you. And it was, I was touched by that. The man said, thank you. He said, thank you. Thank you for raising my son. Shout out to Jazz. He's out there somewhere working for, works out there, Jersey Transit, I think, now. And so the man, his biological father thanked me for helping to raise his son, which was, I was moved by that. Because I didn't really think of it at the time that I was doing anything special. But being a step-parent is something that's very special, especially for a man to take, and for a woman. We're talking about men tonight. For a man to take on another person's family. No. But see, but this brother is in turmoil because he's being face crooked, just like I am. So, and I get a lot of emails from people having, you know, want me to talk about different things I really don't want to talk about, because it's all about them. It's not about the world. And this show is about, this show has a global effect. It's not about just what's happening around the corner. So this is an issue with women who are trying to punish men with their children. This is an issue. This is an issue. Women who are trying to punish men with their children, even men who are paying child support. And see, but when the stepfather steps in and joins, that's cowardly. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to look into this. That is when a stepfather joins in with a stepmother to persecute the biological father. That's cowardly. It's cowardly. And if you're joining together with your wife's. If you're joining together with your wife to denigrate the father, the biological father of her child, you're a coward. You're a straight-up coward. Because this is what happens. Because being a stepfather is an honorable thing. It's something that you should want to do. See, because when I was a stepfather, I never talked about my son's, well, my stepson's father. He died. He passed away consequently, he passed away. But when he was alive, he was able to come to the house. You know, he was able to come to the house. Sure, this is my house. Yeah, but you could come in. You know, because these are your children. But when a man joins together with his wife to try to persecute the biological father, you're a coward. That's what you are. You're a coward. And so, you know, this is something that goes on all the time. And I feel for this brother because I felt what he felt, because I go on Facebook and I hear our child. That's not you, our child. That's my son. And I feel the same way that this brother feels. That's his son. You can't take that away from him. Can your husband give the blood to this child if he needs blood? No, but I can. Or that brother can. Can you give him a kidney if he's dying and he needs a kidney? Can you do that? No, but I can. So this is what I'm saying, though. So you don't make matters worse, especially if the person is paying child support, like I do. You don't make matters worse. And as a man, I would never join together with my wife to help her antagonize her kid's father. I would never do that. I would never do that. I would never join together with my wife to help her antagonize. I would never join together with my wife to help her antagonize the father of her children. I would never do that. I would never do that. Because that's cowardly. And when you come, you know, and you think that people don't know what you're doing. And I feel for this brother, and I feel for myself too. You think people don't know what you're doing? People know whose child that is. People know whose son his son is, who the father his son, and people know who my son is. So when you go on Facebook and dump some of these other various social media outlets and try to antagonize me or this other brother or the thousands or millions probably of brothers all across the country who be antagonized and by women and cowardly husbands who join with them to try to antagonize the father of their child, it happens all the time. But you can't change anything. You can say our all you want. There is no our. It's our, me and you, not you and your husband. 30 minutes past the hour. It's Ron Kelly's show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the ronkellyshow.com. So I feel for this brother who emailed me, just to catch everybody up on this, brother emailed me about what he was going through. He was a father, and he was a good father. Made a couple mistakes. Okay, that's fine. But you don't persecute the man for the rest of his life. He's paying his bills. He's paying his child support. He's doing what he has to do. So you don't persecute the man for the rest of his life because he made a couple mistakes. And then for a cowardly husband to try to, you know, I wouldn't even agree to that. I mean, look, don't put me in that. You know, so I always got along with when I was married, and my ex-wife had four children, and me and her husband was okay. I didn't have nothing against them. You know, we were all right, no problem. You know, you see, because when you're insecure. See, when you're an insecure man and you're a coward, that's when you do things to try to upset the apple cart. You know. So you don't use Facebook and Twitter and whatever else to antagonize people. You don't do that. You know. In case you're wondering what to listen to, it's Ron Kelly's show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. So shout out to my brother. Who emailed me and was talking to me about what he was going through. And I feel you, brother, because I go through the same thing. I look on Facebook, and I see how my son's mother is trying to eliminate me. I see it. I mean, I've unfriended her, so I don't see it anymore. But at one time, I did see it. And it's not right. And everybody knows what you're doing. It's okay, because I got J-E-S-U-S on my side. So it's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Oh, boy, there's a lot going on. Shout out to my brother. Email me again, brother. Email me to ronkellyshow@gmail.com. For anybody else, it's ronkellyshow@gmail.com or rkellytalk@aol.com, rkellytalk@aol.com. Okay, it's approximately 32 minutes past the beginning of this show. And you're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So I was talking a little bit about the bridge that fell down today. You just never know what's going to happen to you. You don't know. You can be like me. I can be on this doing this radio show, and I can go out here, and something can happen to me. You know, 27 minutes before the hour. Something can happen to me. You just don't know. That's why it's important that we try to stop acting like Vikings. And remember that, you know, the clock is ticking. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. You don't know. Shout out to the listeners of the Ron Kelly Show. The ratings are way up. I want to thank you. Shout out to the folks who watch me on Periscope, who are there now watching me, and Facebook Live. Well, Facebook Live is, you know, it's so-so. But shout out to the people who listen, who watch me on Facebook Live, and the 70 or so thousand who listen on AMF and Broadcast Network at last count. So I want to thank you for joining me. And this is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to my buddy Keith, Keith Hall. You can check him out on Fishbowl Radio Network. It's University of the 80s. It was Tuesday night. But you can check out Keith. I believe it's 8 o'clock here. It's 9 o'clock there, 9 to 11 Central Time. I believe it's 8 to 10 Eastern Time. Keith Hall with the University of the 80s every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central, I believe. And it's on the Fishbowl Radio Network. All right, it's 26 minutes before this show ends, and you're watching, you're watching the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to my Skypers who are hitting me up with messages. Shout out to my Skype people who do engage me on the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you, everybody who watches and everybody who checks me out. I really appreciate it. Your indulgence of my nonsense every Thursday night at 7 p.m. on the Ron Kelly Show. And I said earlier that since time has gone back, I know we're all suffering. Lost that hour. It's kicking all of us. It usually takes about a week or two for me anyway to get past it. But I started the show at 7 p.m. and it was still light outside, so which is a beautiful thing. So we know the summer's going to be here before you know it. And I'll be taking the Ron Kelly Show on the road, and we'll be broadcasting from Philly and D.C. and Virginia and upstate New York and everywhere I'll be on a Thursday. I'll make sure that we broadcast the show live from wherever we are this upcoming summer. We're going to be traveling. So Ron Kelly Show on the road this summer. Check your Google me and check my page, and I'll let you know exactly what I'm doing. All right, so I was a step parent, and you know, again, being a step parent is, you know, especially for men. I mean, not to discount women, but being a step parent is a beautiful thing. You know, being able to step up to the plate when some man or the biological father has stepped out. You know, but you don't assist the mother in antagonizing the biological father, because if you do, you're a coward. You're insecure, and you're a coward. Because I would never do that. When my stepkid's father wanted to come by, I mean, it wasn't often because they lived in Virginia, but when he wanted to come by, sure, you can come by. Those are your children, you know. So you don't join together because you're as much a female as your wife if you're doing something like that. You're a total coward. So shout out to my brother. Stay strong, my brother. It's going to be all right. God is going to take care of everything. Because everybody's got to stand before the king at the end of your life. You're going to have to stand before him. And you don't have to tell him what you did. He's going to have a list of the things that you have done. What about this? What about that? How are you going to explain yourself? So you need to get yourself right today. And I'm not on the way right, but I'm working on it. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the RonKellyShow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
And all right, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. On Instagram, it's RealRKelly1, and on On Facebook, it's The Ron Kelly Show, and on Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much. 21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and I'm blasted out of here as soon as I click this button and go and do what I got to do. Shout out to Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, former First Ward councilman, city of Paterson, New Jersey, who's got guts. Got guts. Yeah. Man definitely has guts. Because, you know, it's a shame that we lose for so little. $10,000 we lose. We lose for so little. $10,000 is nothing. I could have loaned it to him. You know. And, maybe half of that. But, yeah, so we lose. Shout out, peace be upon former Mayor Marty Barnes, who wouldn't talk to anybody but me when he got out of prison for nothing, a few suits and a pool. You watch American Greed, you know, white folks going big, millions, 30 million, 50 million, 100 million. The white folks rob you, they rob you and everybody else in the state that you live in, not just you. You're just a small part of it. You know, so white folks are gangsters. So when they get you for everything. They don't even, you know, they get you for everything. So, yeah, so they go to prison. But they live well while they were out here. And sometimes when they get out, you don't know where the money. They might get 5 or 6 years, 8 years, and they stole $100 million. Who knows where all of that money is? Gone. They could get out of prison. White man, you know, they can get out of prison and have $50 million. They spent 7 years at Club Fed. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how it is. Anyway, shout out to Councilman Gow, who's for a third time maybe a charm here. Well, shout out to him. Anyway, so we had two elections yesterday. I mean, not two elections, but we had one election in deep in Alabama in Trump country where the Trump candidate lost, and Trump went down there and campaigned in the state across the way from Alabama. He lost. Then we had Connor Lamb, who was running against the Trump candidate. Mr. Trump went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the man. Lost. Governor of Virginia. Lost. So what's happening now is that the signs, the Democrats are emboldened that they may be able to put a candidate in the White House in 2020, and that they may be able to take over the House and the Senate in 2018, which is this year, in November. So they're all looking, they're chomping at the bit, and they're looking because they had some victories in deep in Trump territory, in places where Trump campaigned. Trump actually went down there and campaigned with the person, and they lost. So the Trump bulletproof shield is starting to have a few cracks in it. And people are not drinking the Kool-Aid. They're not drinking the Trump Kool-Aid anymore. No. They're thinking on their own. They're not drinking the Trump Kool-Aid. They're thinking for themselves now. So this is what's going on. So we're happy about that. I mean, I still think the Democrats need to put a candidate up. We'll see what happens within the next, because it's March now, and it's only 7 months before the November election, so they need to get it together. All right, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Mike Jackson, who didn't shout out to Mike Jackson, who did not return. He didn't return a phone call, but he declined to come on the Ron Kelly Show. Which is fine, because I don't really do local radio anyway. I took a suggestion and somebody asked me to ask him, so okay. Next time you want me to interview him, you ask him. You ask him. All right, 17 minutes before the hour. So a lot going on in the world today. Lots and lots going on. Shout out to Anthony Davis, who's a council member of the city of Paterson, somebody who I knew who I interviewed on my show. Back in the day, before he befell to the temptations of free money. Because free money is a powerful drug, ladies and gentlemen. Free money is a powerful drug. And if you're not careful, it will bite you on the hand. So you have to be careful. So anyway, yes, step parenting is a great thing. I don't mean to step on anybody's toes, but step parenting is a great thing. So don't go, you know, so again, don't go on social media and try to antagonize people. Because everybody knows what you're doing. So don't do it. It's as simple as that. You know? So it's, so we do have to take another, well, I'm not going to take it right now, but it's like 16 minutes before the hour. Once again, shout out to my producer in Ahoskey, North Carolina, Mr. J.C. Wofford at WRCS AM 970 Radio. It's your total gospel station. You can check it out online. It's WRCS970AM.com. That's WRCS970AM.com. Think about starting a morning show down there. We're talking about it. We'll see what happens. I don't know if I want to live in Ahoskey, North Carolina. Anyway, y'all know how North Carolina is. There's one traffic light and one dollar store, Dollar General, Family Dollar, one of the two. You know, you need that down there because it's stated where things are. And the local gas station sells everything, food, you know, hookers. You can get whatever you want. You can get whatever you want at the local gas station down south. Anyways, 42 minutes have passed. There's about 15 minutes left of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Now, we may be converting to Ustream or another form, so we may not be on Facebook Live much longer. Because we did very well on Ustream, so we may have to take our show to another level, which I like to try to do. Yeah. So, shout out to my affiliate in Ahoskey, North Carolina, J.C. Wofford, WRCS, 970AM.com, if you want to check out the Ron Kelly Show down there, if you're ever down there. Okay. All right, so it's about 14 minutes left of the program, and it's so I turned on the radio, and I just feel so bad about the family. And I hope, hopefully it's not true. Mr. Terrence Briggs, 27 years old, killed 57-year-old Lawyer Drain and his son, Lawyer III, 16 years old, who was his, Terrence Briggs was his stepson. Of a 57-year-old Lawyer Drain, and his son, his biological son, was Lawyer III, 16 years old. And Terrence Briggs had a daughter, 1-year-old daughter, Lele Briggs. And the daughter was found, Briggs and his daughter were found dead in the bathroom, dead in the bedroom, rather. Mr. Lloyd was found in another bedroom. The younger Lloyd was found in another bedroom. The younger Lloyd was playing video games and he was killed. Lloyd Drain III was killed while he was playing video games. Mr. Briggs was in Mr. Lawyer Drain Jr., the father of Lawyer III, was shot dead sitting on the toilet in the bathroom. How embarrassing is that? And you're dead and you're sitting on the toilet. Gunshot wound to the head. Briggs and his daughter were found dead in the bedroom. So it's alleged that Terrence Briggs shot and killed everybody in the house, including his own daughter, which was, oof, Jesus. Lord have mercy. Again, life is so fleeting these days. You know, the bridge fell on these folks, and things just happen. You just don't know. Things just happen. Boom. The bridge just fell on these people. Driving under this bridge. The bridge was just built. And the bridge fell on these people. And there's people under the bridge who are dead. Just out of the blue. Boom. You know, this brother, you know, allegedly caught a junie and killed everybody in the house, including his own 1-year-old daughter. Life just, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. That's why it's important to be treasure every day. So stop going on Facebook and antagonizing people with subliminal messages. Stop it. You know? Because you're not hurting anybody but yourself, because everybody knows what you're doing. So me, myself personally, I see how life is fleeting. I try to be nice to people. People I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to be nice to people that you do know. But people I don't know, I try to be nice. You know, have a smile. Open a door for somebody who I don't know. You know how you let somebody out of a driveway? For example, there's big traffic behind you. You let somebody out and they don't wave, acknowledge you, and you get mad. Or you open the door for somebody and they don't say thank you. They just walk past you. You know how that happens sometimes. You know, I'm learning how not to worry about that. Because I'm walking, you know, with God and going to church, and you know, I'm not a Bible thumper, and I can't quote scripture and verse and all that stuff that other people do. I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm unable to do that. I haven't gotten there yet. I may never get there. You know, but you got to give it a shot. You got to give it a shot. God, I sound like Steve Harvey. Oh my God! I can tell you, I can use his listeners though. 10 minutes before the hour. Of 8 o'clock, 7:49. Today's 15th of March already. Wow, the time is just, I'm telling you, life is just so fleeting. You just don't know what's going to happen. You know, that's why it's important that we enjoy every day. I try to do something every day. Well, I come home and go to bed and wake up the next day and go to work. No. I mean, for some folks do that. I guess that's fine with them. But no. No, I'm going to talk about I didn't talk about it last week. I'll talk about it next week, about internet dating, because I have internet dated. I'm going to tell you some stories. You know, because it's hard to meet people. It's hard to meet women if you don't drink and don't smoke weed and do some of the other things. Even at church, you know, somebody might have a crush on you at church, but they're not going to say anything because it's church. So they're not going to say nothing. You know. Hey, listen, you know, can we go have a cup of coffee at Starbucks or whatever? I like you. No, they're not going to say nothing. They'll walk past you every Sunday and have a real crush on you. Won't say nothing. If somebody was asking me if no women have approached you in the church, I said no. I mean, that's not why I go there, but I was like, no, they haven't. No. So, you know, I've internet dated before. It's, you know, my current problem is somebody I met on a chat line. God, I shouldn't have used that thing that day. But I'm grateful for my son. I love my son, all three or four or five, however many I got. I love them all. He's my hard-headed son down in Philadelphia. Shout out to him, Ron Jr., just like me. That's why we don't get along. And Christian Richard, whose birthday was February 5th, 29, and Christian, who is will be 18 this year, you know, shout out to him. So, you know, it's 8 minutes before the hour. I got some running around to do. Well, not running around, I just have one place to go. But, you know, stop going on Facebook and trying to send subliminal messages, you know. Stop face-hooked, you know. I unfriended you anyway, so I can't see your nonsense anymore. You know, and we will meet, I promise you. All right, it's 8 minutes before the hour, 7 minutes before the hour. And it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to Joe DeFranco. My Life is a Jailer. I gotta go get that book. Joe DeFranco, Life is a Jailer. It's 25 years as a sheriff's deputy assigned to the Passaic County Jail. I'm sure that there's some very interesting stories in that book. So I believe you can get it on Amazon. Joe DeFranco, My Life is a Jail. I believe he wrote it with somebody else. There's another person who he co-joined with to write the book. But you can check it out, Joe DeFranco. My Life as a Jailer, 25 years as a sheriff's deputy assigned to the Passaic County Jail. And shout out to Joe DeFranco, who took me on a tour. Me and another gentleman who were interested in becoming sheriff's deputies took us on a tour of Passaic County Jail. Oof, man, it's someplace you do not want to be. No jail is, you know. No jail is someplace you want to be. So I'm interested. I'm going to definitely go on to Amazon. I believe you can go on Amazon and buy that book. Get the book, Joe DeFranco, My Life as a Jailer, or Life as a Jailer. You can get it on Amazon. Go get it. I'm definitely going to get a copy, and then maybe we'll have them on Ron Kelly's show. All right, so it's about 6.5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and shout out to my Trumpsters out there. I don't know if Joe DeFranco is still a Trumpster, but shout out to my Trumpsters. Mr. Trump is getting ready to fire. I believe he's getting ready to fire the special counsel, Mr. Robert Mueller, who was the FBI director at one time under Obama or Bush. He was FBI director under both of them, I believe. Anyway, getting ready to fire him because they're getting too close for comfort, Mr. Trump. Now they're investigating his personal finances. But he said it would be a red line if anybody came anywhere near his personal finances. So we'll definitely see what's going to happen. Jeff Sessions, you're on your way out, so you might as well start packing your bags. Clean out your office, Jeff, because you are done. And anybody else who, Sarasan, is anybody else who catches Mr. Trump's ire will be looking for a job. Not that they need it. Rex Tillerson doesn't need a job. But once you start disagreeing, your time is up. Okay, everybody, so we can really break up out of here. It's about 5 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Don't forget Mr. DJ Tiny. On Wednesday night, it's DIY Music Radio. It's Wepa Wednesday. Wepa. Somebody tell me what Wepa means. Wepa Wednesday on DIYMusicRadio.com. It's the DJ Tiny Show from 8 to 10 p.m. On DIYMusicRadio.com. You can check them out Wednesday night. You can check me out on Thursday night. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Thursday night, 7 p.m. on Facebook Live. And as I said, you know, we're investigating a few things. We're going to try to put the show around. So it may not be on Facebook Live much longer, but we will occasionally pop in to see how you all doing. All right, so we're going to break up out of here. We're going to get moving. I got you to go. So everybody, thank you for listening to the Ron Kelly Show. It's a beautiful thing that you guys come along every Tuesday or every Thursday. The stats are great. You know, the stats are great, and everything is in the green. So when everything is in the green, that means that the stats are everything is doing well. Yeah, and people are listening to the show, and the show is actually earning money. So thank you. Oh, okay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for checking out the Ron Kelly Show. All right, everybody, so we're going to break up out of here. So until next week, everybody, do take care of yourself. Be nice to somebody because you never know if somebody may be nice to you. I hope to see you back here next week, God willing, at 7 p.m. right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, take care of yourself. Be well. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I'm out of here.